In 1997, with no labels interested but a growing fan base, the band finds support and encouragement from their friends who start a record label called Dayglow. With little money and the original idea of just creating another demo, the band start on a 10-day recording session that will become their self-titled debut album, Blindside.
MTV News in Stockholm, från Stora Essingen, för Blindside Television. Jag heter Lasse Mortén, och det är rock and roll för mig.
Dayglow was a record company that was started by our friends, basically. We got signed and we recorded with a friend, Lars, who also, he did our demo before, and he had never, you know, like, done a record before either. So, you know, it was totally new for him and new for us. The record label said, like, yeah, you know, like, make a demo as good as you can. And we were like, no, we're gonna make a record.
I still play the super crappy bass. Yeah. So we borrowed a different bass for the recording, and you can hardly hear the bass anyway. Even though I borrowed a better bass. Give me some of that everlasting spring shop! I'm talking to myself, but that doesn't help me.
That record was such a weird experience. I remember Simon waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sleeping on the floor in the studio. Come on, Christian, it's time for you to sing now. We put down all the rest of the stuff. So I you know, I just trying to, you know, stay awake and sing the songs.
Nu får jag ändra om texten lite grann bara. Det är bara en vända för lång.
When we got the first CD, that was a real, like you said, it's to be able to hold that and, you know, skip to the next song. It was such an awesome experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it just felt like we were a real band for the first time.
At some point after we recorded our record, the president for Dayglow Records went to the States to shop our record, and some way after that, Tooth and Nail wanted to sign a deal with Dayglow.
Some of the songs on the record, the first record, were pretty old to us, and some of them were
brand new.
But it seemed like the lyrics got more personal in the end.
It is time.